I'm only progressive in Spanish. Oh, wait, no, I said that wrong. I'm only progressive in English because I don't know how to say pronouns in Spanish. Pronouns? I don't know. Welcome back to the Emo Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to talk about life. How much it sucks. Oh, yeah. LOL, guys. LOL. I don't know where my debit card is. I think that we should not have to. Well, we don't have to, but I wish everyone accepted Apple Pay. Because the business next to where I work doesn't accept it, and it's the only place I like to buy shit. So then I had to go buy, like, some fucking stale bread from the liquor store down the street where I work. And my coworker was like, it looks like, is it hard? And I was like, no, it's soft. And she's like, yeah, but it's not soft, soft. It's soft, soggy. And I was like, girl, please don't say that. I'm still gonna eat the bread. It's gonna happen. Cause somebody bought Day of the Dead bread and passed it out to everyone without asking if they have diabetes. Guys, I got in trouble. I always get in trouble. I hate my life, dude. Actually, I'm very neutral about my life is how I feel. I wish I had AirPods, but that's neither here nor there. I don't remember what I recorded in the last episode because I have mental health problems. And it's okay, I can say that publicly now because there's no way that will let me into a police academy now. So, because I'm old, right? Not because of anything else, like being mentally insane and not being fit. I don't think I'm insane. I think I have a great sense of humor, and people are just boring. No offense. No offense, guys. Red Bull gives you wings. Oh my god. I haven't been working on my... I haven't been working on my crafts because do you know how much money you need to make crafts? Just buy the shit you want to make. I've spent thousands of dollars just so I can make a little snow globe tumbler. And am I good at it? Not really. No. I mean, if you add up all the stuff I paid, like the Cricut machine by itself was like 500 something dollars because I got a bunch of crap with it. She's just there doing nothing, chilling. I have another Cricut, my little Cricut Joy. She's also chilling, doing nothing. I have tons of fucking vinyl, chilling, doing nothing. I did spend like $200 on beads. They're also there, chilling, doing nothing. Damn. ADHD, huh? I don't have enough money to go get diagnosed. Well, actually, they don't... Yeah, I think it's true. Like, if you don't have money, they don't care. Because sometimes I've told, like, the doctor I'm seeing, I'm like, oh, what if I have, like, OCD? And she's like, well, maybe you could talk about that in therapy. I'm like, okay. She's like... No, don't worry about it, though. The medication you take also works for OCD. I'm like, does it, though? Does it? Because I obsess. I spend, like, 3 months reading books, not sleeping. Just because it was, like, my new little hyperfixation. Now I don't want to pick up a book. They're stupid to me. I don't want to read books. Dark romance is stupid. It is. I can't get into it. Actually, the last book, because I was trying to, like, this is a weird shit. You force yourself to read weird shit. Like, I was reading this book, Credence, and it's supposed to be like a taboo romance because no, no, I can't say it out loud. She goes to this little remote town. I don't know where, dude. I'm gonna say Colorado. And she's there with her step uncle or uncle, who's not actually biologically her uncle, and then her twin cousins. Oh wait, no, they're not twins, they're just brothers. And so those are her cousins, but they're not biologically her cousins, and she didn't grow up with these people. That doesn't make it okay. Anyways, I'm gonna say this vulgar in a vulgar way. She bangs all of them. And I had to, like, oh my god, I really, really, like, I wanted to read that book, but as I kept reading it, I was like, trauma? This book is trauma. Like, the whole thing, it's traumatic. Like, the way that it's described would be, like, a nightmare scenario. And even in, like, the first couple of chapters, she almost got essayed by one of the guys, and I'm like, oh, and that's the guy she ends up with. True story. Right, so everybody was like, oh, actually everyone was talking shit about this book, so I was like, now I have to read it to know. I gotta join in. But the book that everybody loves that I hate is called Haunting Adeline, and it's literally what it sounds like. It's like he's literally stalking and tormenting her. And to be honest, I don't get it, because she's an adult, she's a published author, she's a successful woman. And this little creepy weirdo starts talking to her, and she's like, well, I guess this is my life now. And I'm like, jail? Move to another country? Have you heard of the FBI? They're probably looking for him anyways. And then, so it's the trope would be like stalker romance, which, by the way, in real life, if a guy texts me more than once a day, I'm like, he's stalking me. Unwanted messages count as stalking. but it's a book, right? It's not real. So the book that I'm reading, that I want to read, guys, because I have trouble with life now, is called Once You're Mine, and I heard it's the creepiest thing ever. So you know me, I'm there for it. And it has like really beautiful writing. I'm like, wow, this is so poetic. The other books I read were like, and then I murdered the motherfucker and I stabbed him. And that's exactly what dark mafia romance is like. Everybody participates, if you're wondering. Everybody murders everyone. Oh my god. I wish I could explain to you the books I read, because they're so stupid. And if you don't read them, they really don't make sense. Like, my favorite book ever is called The Darkest Temptation, and when I told a male bestie friend about it, he was like, oh, that's haha, that's funny, like, you and your little smutty books, haha, let me guess, they end up together. And I was like, how did you know? I'm like, please, like, start hating. Start participating, player. Twinkle, twinkle. I do think that if you express an interest in what the other person you might be trying to date is doing, like, that will work out. I would express interest in his shit, but he never talks about anything. Like, mega boring. He said something about soccer, but unfortunately, that is my least favorite topic. Yeah. It may be like hockey, football, wherever there's a little bit more violence, I'd be interested in that. Yeah, that's how I feel. That's how I feel about that. So, all right. So there's two opposing families always, the Mikhailovs and the Markovs. But I mean, it's not. So the father of, this is what I was explaining in the last podcast, I think. There's this guy named, I don't know, guys, I've read the book a lot, I can't, Alexis Mikhailov, right? And he has a daughter, and also he's in the Bratva, I know words, he's in the Russian mafia, right? But he lives in like Miami, and he has like a whole different world in Russia going on. And so he's into like sex trafficking and a bunch of shit that his daughter is oblivious to. Anyway, so he kills one kid, and so the leader of another gang, Ronan Markov, he's like, oh, I'm gonna murder the shit out of you, just so you know. And so his daughter, like, by dumb chance of her being dumb, ends up in Russia, and they spot her right away because she looks exactly like her mother, and also her last name is probably what, Mila? I forgot the name. Mikola? Oof. I just said it and I forgot it. So then this guy, he like pretends to be all nice, and she's like super obsessed with him because he's like 6'5", he's ripped, and he has tattoos, and he's just fine, and he's like paying attention to her, and she's like, I'm about to jump this man, even though like she's not very experienced. Dude, I'm gonna say it because it's gonna be hilarious. She's not very experienced sexually. So anyway, so like they're super nice to each other, blah blah blah. And then at some point, then he reveals, like, bitch, I'm actually gonna kidnap you because I'm trying to murder your father. So, like, I think it'll work out if I kidnap you. Plus, you're super dumb. You're super trusting. And, yeah. So then they're like, okay, so we're gonna exchange, guys, each other. Your dad turns himself in. I murder the shit out of him and you can leave. So that's, and then they're like, all these weird scenes, all this weird tension. We love it. Anyways, this bitch is just still, she's kidnapped. She's been Stockholm Syndrome. She's pining after this man. Like, she thinks this man is a god or also gonna murder her. It's very questionable, right? But I think it's funny. At some point in the book, closer to when she's leaving, Ronan is like, I knew you were gonna leave the first day that I met you. Like, you were gonna go back to Miami because she's from Miami. And I was like, literally, bruh, you just met her. How can you, like, you just met her, dude. Plus, you're 30, she's 19. Think about that. Actually, he thinks he's, like, 33 or something. So the age gap throws me off. Don't. Anyways, but he's just so mean. I don't know why. I find that interesting. Okay, but I'll get to the part where I reconcile my bad thoughts. So he's like, am I that easy to leave, Kotniak or something? Katinia? Anyways, that is Russian for kitten. I can't. You literally kidnapped her. Okay, I had explained this already, but am I that easy to leave? You treat her like shit. What do you mean, am I that easy to leave? Yes. Yes, you are. She thinks you're going to murder her. And then, yeah. So then at the end, I'm going to spoil the book because you're never going to read it. They're going to do the exchange. And actually, it's a trap for Mikolov. That's, I said the word again. And Mila ends up shot. And oh my god, I forgot to turn the speaker off. Oh my god. And then she throws herself, yeah, in front of Ronan so that he doesn't get shot. And then he's mad. And then the dad is mad. But now she's mad because she's like, fuck you both. I'm do whatever I want. And she comes back to Miami, because I'm in Miami now, you know, I'm in the book, and she's become a pretty successful model, because, you know, she's very good looking, so obviously, that's a given. And then, one day, she, like, sees Ronan or something, and then he's like, oh, like, yeah, I made sure your career worked, and I, like, he had given her all this money when she came back to Miami, and I was like, good for him, like, he really let her go. He was really, how do I say this? I don't have the word for it. Because some words only exist in Spanish and I can't even think of them in Spanish. Well, basically, like, in a sense, like, dignity, and he, like, let her go and shit. This man, anyways, he never actually let her go. He was still stalking the shit out of her. He was controlling all the modeling things going on, like, forcing people to have her model, and then they, like, end up together and shit. And I'm like, well, I don't think I need to check myself into a mental health center right now. But it is weird. So, like, after I read it for the third time, I was like, okay, this is weird. But you know what? I'm willing to listen to the audiobook again. Yeah. Some things are only acceptable in books. Anyways, because this was like the third dark romance. No, actually, it was the second dark romance. I said it wrong. Dark mafia romance that I read. Because the first one was called The Sweetest Oblivion, and I didn't want to read the second one. I have no idea why. But The Darkest Temptation sounded like dark. So I was like, I'm gonna go for that. And then yeah, so that was that. And that's my life is pretty actually, if I die alone, I literally don't care, because all I care about is nothing. But also, like, I come home, I decompress, I sing. I can scream sing in the middle of the night because I live in the hood and nobody cares, nobody bats an eye. I can do my little reading. Sure. Actually, by the way, working at a nursing home has actually given me hope for the future, because a lot of the people that visit aren't even necessarily like the people that you would expect, like the wife or the son and the daughter. Like, a lot of the times it's the nieces and nephews, like friends and shit. Like, So I know for sure I've earned enough points with some of my nieces and nephews so that they could visit me. So I'm cool. I'm good on that, I think.